All right, we're back. Circling Back podcast presented by Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the only hard seltzer with vitamin C from Superfruit Acerola. My name's Will DeFreeze. To my right, David, the intermittent faster himself, Ruff.
Man, so I was really bummed when I found out that if I have like a glass of wine at 9 o'clock, that's gonna F up my fast.
Yeah.
So I'm not technically fasting today.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with your late night stuff.
Like I cut off normally about 9:30. But even then, I got in this morning and I had to go get a frittata. frittata.
So tell me, just overall, how is your intermittent fasting going?
I did some research because I got a lot of blowback on like just not doing it every day. And there are actually benefits to doing it a few times a week, like for your gut and like insulin levels. But I know I should be doing it every day, but that's just not going to happen.
So I like your microdosing.
Exactly, I do with many things. Thank you.
You're just microdosing your fasting. It's okay.
It's a new chapter, and you know my normal chapter has been closed, and this new one has been opened. Does that make sense? You really open a chapter? Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm trying to kill time because Dylan's not here.
Why books shouldn't even have chapters?
I'm more of a prologue guy.
To be honest.
Does that piss you off when you open a book?
Yeah.
And you have like like 15 Roman numeral numbered pages that are.
Yeah. It like pisses me off so much because I don't like having to read like 12 pages before I get to page one.
Like, yeah.
Don't make the prologue Roman numerals. Just make it the actual like start of the book.
You're right. There is a mental thing to that.
I don't want to feel that many pages on my left thumb. And have it say one, because that makes me feel like it's an uphill battle for me.
It's like if you started your workout and, you know, you did like a 10-minute warm-up, and then I was like, all right, well, now you got to start, now your workout actually starts. All that stuff you just did, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's like when they do a Peloton class, like the warm-up counts as part of the class, which is actually really nice, because it makes you feel like you're doing less work.
The action is the juice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of thinking that I might pivot to large print books because I feel like it would make me feel as though I'm reading them faster because I'm just churning through that large print.
Like what, like 16 font?
Yeah, I want like the big print. I want that old people stuff. I'm on that grandma grind.
Will's on that grandma grind.
Mm-hmm. Metaphorically. I'm not literally grinding on grandmas. I would though.
Have I ever grinded on a grandma?
I've probably jokingly grinded.
Like a joke grind?
Like that's behind someone's mom who is now a grandma.
Facts.
But I don't think I've actually ground with any grandmas.
I only grind on future grandmas.
So like.
People who aren't grandmas.
So it's just general.
Yeah.
Ladies.
I don't grind. My grinding days are behind me.
Think you'll ever grind again?
No.
Things would have to really devolve in my life for me to find myself grinding.
Yeah, it's going to take a very late night.
I think it would take for me probably a divorce.
Yeah. It's
probably a midlife crisis sprinkled in there. And
yeah,
probably a Flo Rida song.
That's going to really bum out people. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of our young audience is younger than us. And they're going to hear that and be like, whoa. So just, hey guys, word to the wise, little free game from Will and Dave here. Get your grinding in while you can, because that grind shit don't last forever.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. If someone's trying to grind with you, take it. Enjoy.
Personally, I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Who sings bump and grind?
He's in jail.
Okay, just so. Making sure. I just wanted to make sure that I knew.
Correct.
We were doing the right thing.
We were. I was a big player for sixth, seventh grade, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when we could finally drive, we got our driver's license. It was spring of, I guess, 2003.
Weren't you saying that was summer of 69?
Remix to Ignition was the hottest song going at that point.
Banger.
And being able to drive around my buddy's dad's Suburban while playing Remix to Ignition was pretty much the peak.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen, they were saying.
And much like many other artists, the songs are just, they're not hitting the same anymore.
Like a Chili's hot plate.
It's kind of like the Woody Allen movies that you brought up the other day. They don't hit anymore.
Yeah, it's best to just avoid everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of been my go-to.
We gonna get canceled? Cancel me.
Dylan's out, by the way.
Yeah, no Dylan today. We're running a two-man booth. I'm Tirico, and I don't know if I want to be Tirico.
I'm Chris Collins, and I'm his son Jack, and I got a job. Sorry, I don't know. Isn't that his name, Jack?
I don't know.
He's not bad. He just is
definitely a clone of his job, though, right?
You think? Why is there so much nepotism in that profession?
That's just the world, David.
But that one is, I guess, because those are the mouthpieces for the broadcast, and so we see it.
But what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? If you're Chris Collinsworth, are you supposed to not get your son a really good job? He's supposed to not do that. You got to get your son a good job. I know he probably took it from someone who deserved it. But, like, it's your son.
Yeah, he probably took it from Randy.
If somebody was like, hey, Fritz can have Fritz and Rhodes can have a podcast right now that it doesn't do as well as Circling Back, but it does well enough that they can pay for college with it. And it's like, all right, well, yeah, who am I to tell him not to get one? Let's get this kid a podcast.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to let him do pods.
I just don't know if Fritz is ready for ad reads.
Yeah, I mean, it is... It's got to be tough for someone as young as Fritz and Rhodes, for that matter, as they are not really speaking coherent thoughts at this point.
Or reading. Really?
Or reading, yeah.
Have you seen the Lea Michele stuff? Are you familiar with Lea Michele?
Is she from Glee?
Yeah.
I know that?
I don't know. I mean, I just know her because she's famous. I can't speak to her work.
She's the brunette, right?
Mm-hmm. Have you heard the theory that she can't read?
No,
it's kind of a funny theory.
Although she's made it fun.
She's actually spoken on it and said that she can read, and she finds it a little ridiculous. But like, there's all these instances where she's having trouble with something. Like, apparently she did some game show where you had to write down answers or something, and like everything she did was a little off the wall. And it was like, wait, can you not? Do you not know what's going on?
What if she's doing a bit? Oh, I like her.
So they pointed to a lot of her Instagram captions are just emojis and not actual words. Which is kind of funny. But yeah, there's a huge theory out here that she just can't read, but she says it's not true.
Well, I'm per L, Australia. Is Lea Michele illiterate? Here's why the internet has brought back that 2018 conspiracy theory. This would have been, you would have written about this on Page.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a lot of things in life that, there's a lot of reasons that fame is not a good thing. And like, say that this podcast went crazy and suddenly we're like, you know, getting covered by like L Australia. How annoyed would you be if there was a story that came out that was like, can Dave Ruff not read?
I mean, if you heard like the first 2 minutes of this pod, you would wonder, although I'm not reading anything. But
yeah.
Can Dave Ruff speak coherently? Can Dave Ruff not say like 30 times in a Ross Boland podcast clip? The answer is no, I can't.
Dude, you got to get them to edit out the likes.
Well, you know, my theory is that Ross has Cade make the guest look bad. Cade's his clip guy, so Ross looks better.
I like that. That theory.
I'm just on there just spitting nonsense. And meanwhile, Ross is just looking like a genius.
That's kind of a good, I like that theory.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, this Ross guy is really coherent.
I don't know if I told this on the air, but so when you were out a couple weeks ago and Micah filled in.
Mm-hmm.
Our seating arrangement, we have an L-shaped podcast arrangement with a table, each with two chairs and two mics. I was sitting where you're sitting with the board by myself, and Dylan normally sits at the other table where I'm sitting. And Micah walked in, and Dylan hadn't sat down yet, and Micah asked, where does Dylan sit? He said, because I don't want to sit next to Dylan. I was like, why? He's like, he's very good looking and I don't want to, and I feel he makes me look worse.
So Micah.
So he wanted to sit next to me, who won't do that to him.
Oh, that's nice of Micah. Micah robbed us of getting giant Micah, tiny Dylan.
That's where I thought he was going with it, but no, he just wanted to sit next to the less attractive guy. So thanks, Micah.
Well, if you guys are impressed with how coherent we are and how much we can actually read, please go leave us a review, and we might read it on this very podcast. You want to hear a couple of reviews that we got in the last week?
Levels. Yes.
It says, I'm addicted to the banter. I've listened to these guys religiously since 2019, and I have no idea why. Highly recommend.
Yeah.
Someone said the juxtaposition of these three. Grand X took an L by not locking these guys into a lifetime contract. We also have AJ82748. He said, wow, possibly one big advertisement for Matt's El Rancho. Dillion spells his name wrong, though.
Oh.
Someone said, Bad Boys, a podcast. We've been listening to this podcast since the PGP days, and they've truly become part of my weekly routine. See where I'm going with this? My fiance gets sick of all the bits that I throw into everyday conversations,
yeah.
But I'm not stopping anytime soon. Thanks, boys.
We hear that one often.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, fiancés in general hate us.
And then we have one final one that says, the best way to waste your time. Are you wasting your time in subpar methods? Have no fear. Will, Dorn, and Dave have you covered. Bring back the Arby's polo. Why don't you bring back the polo, David?
I think it's at the office.
I think if the Arby's polo is in the office, I think you should sign it, and I think we should get it framed, and I think we should put it up in the office.
Hang it in the rafters?
I think it should be a preserved relic of another time. What would you do? How much? I would do so much to go on that trip again. Just go to Ponte Vedra Beach for the Players' Championship. Hang out with our friend Michelle from the PGA Tour.
We had Dan with us. That was a fun-ass trip.
Dan almost killed a guy on the little par 3 contest.
Yeah, Dan just rocketed a sandwich at some dude.
We got to see what pub subs were all about. They were fun.
I think I did – did I do pub sub? I did a pub sub when I was at Seaside, and it was good. I'm not going to make it my entire brand. Here's my question.
Good. Are pub subs better when they haven't been sitting around for 3 hours before you
probably
eat them? Okay.
And that was a tough thing to navigate because the people that were hosting us, they brought the sandwiches way too early, but we couldn't like really point that out.
Yes.
Without like looking ungrateful.
Yes.
So it was like a real like.
I think I gave pub subs less credit than they deserved, but
I think we all did.
I also want to say that the people who ride for pub subs, possibly the people who ride too hard for pub subs, make it pretty easy to shit on pub subs.
Yeah, it's like us with Matt's El Rancho. Yeah. I'm sure there's people who want to come here and shit on it. And for that, like we I think have kind of turned on it, although you were there over the weekend, not to cuck your weekend and fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But we consistently bitch about it, and we still go there. That's
what we do.
What's like the fake definition of insanity? Doing things over and over, expecting a different outcome. It's not the real definition, but that's the one that people like to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do with Max.
Einstein famously said, I believe.
Did he say
Ever
that?
Ever heard of this guy?
I thought it was Kant.
David, we can't. I know this is a podcast, but you can't say that word.
No, that might have been Marx. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Was it Carl Jung?
Yeah, it was Jung. For a long time, I thought you were marrying into that family, by the way.
I don't think that there's not a connection there in some way, but I don't think it's worth it. That's definitely just something that Sally like lied and said at parties.
Can I put your sister-in-law on blast about that?
Which one?
I'm not going to name her.
Okay.
She's co-hosted the Mail.
Okay.
One of the first times we all hung out, this is way before y'all were married, was Ranch 616.
Mm-hmm.
And her name's Lily. And everybody, we had a big group outside on the patio, Ranch 616. And I think as we were sitting down, I asked her, because I was sitting down near her side, if the family name, if it was any relation to the Godfather of modern psychology. I don't know. One of the pioneers.
The Godfather.
Yeah, him. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I think so. And Sally immediately jumped in, like, no, Lily, we're not. Like, immediately shot it down. And it was just, I remember being
Sally definitely lied when she was in college and said that she was related to George Young, the cocaine dealer. She definitely told people she was related to them.
Just for a little edge?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Sick.
Hey, it's time. This Weekend in Fun, presented by our good friends over at Roback. Roback.com for all your moisture wicking needs. I got big news. They just came out with their shorts. Had no idea they were even doing this until last week. We got a little email saying, what size shorts you guys wear? We got shorts dropping this week. Actually, we did kind of know. When the guys from Roback were in Austin, they were actually wearing these shorts. And we said, what are those? And we said it in a good way. We weren't roasting anyone's white Vans. These shorts look heat. Ours are in the mail. I can't wait till they come in.
I've had multiple people hit me up via text like, hey, you got an inside track on those Roback shorts? Like, what's the fit like? What's the inseam? All that. Like, wanting to know the specifics.
Can I tell you something shitty I did over the weekend?
Did you do drugs?
No.
Okay.
On my way to Matt's El Rancho on Saturday, I said, hey, Sally, do you mind if we pop by the office real quick? I just want to see if there's a Roback package there for us. I wanted to come in and I wanted to see if I could try them on because I was so H for them.
I almost drove up to the office for more early bird yesterday.
You should have.
But then I was like, I can't go two days.
Whether you're looking for a nice pair of shorts, maybe a pullover, maybe a QZ, maybe a hooded sweatshirt, or maybe just a classic golf polo, head over to Roback.com. Use code BACKER20 for 20% off. Again, BACKER20 for 20% off. Dave, what did you get into this weekend?
I got into a Roback a couple times.
Really?
It's true. That is true. But I'll start with Friday. Played golf. Our friend Ryan and my friend Blaine, maybe he'll be your friend one day, had me out at University of Texas Golf Club, which I learned is not affiliated with the university other than the licensing agreement to use the trademarks.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that. I, for some reason, had it in my head that the school funded this, which shocked me because it's very, very, very nice. And I'm like, I feel like most college courses aren't this nice. But either way, played golf.
How'd it go out there?
Not well.
Okay.
Not well. We had a great time. Ryan might have got me into tequila pineapple lime.
You got to relax.
What do you think about that?
I don't really have many takes on this. I'm not a big pineapple guy. That's a me issue, though.
A number of people are calling it the swinger, Dave.
Are you sure you want that?
I'm not. I didn't ask people to call it that. They're just doing it organically.
Were they calling it the swinging D for short?
Big swinging D. That's a better one. What's worse? What's worse for me personally? What's harder to go home and tell my family that there's a drink named it?
Yeah, there's a pineapple called the upside down pineapple.
No, babe, it's a joke. It's a bit we do about pineapples.
We did talk about how pineapples were kind of fuckable last week.
No, it's not fuckable. Y'all were, not me.
Well, you have to take the outside layer off. Skin.
It's just like a evolutionary chastity belt.
Man, I was kind of happy that we wouldn't have video of us talking about that. And now that Randy's back, we have video.
Yeah. Good thing I started my skincare journey when Randy was gone, because the cameras are back now.
See, I was feeling pretty good about myself all last week, and then I completely undid any good feeling I had about myself this past weekend, so.
More on that later.
What else you get into?
So I did an interesting move. There's a food truck off of, it's in North Austin off Burnett Road, which is a great food location. I kind of want to move north just for the food.
It's a trash actual road.
Yeah, it's.
Driving it sucks.
The design is very poor, but.
Good restaurants.
Food items are great. There's a trailer called Pedroso's that has been recommended to me by our friends for last few weeks.
The pizza.
I drove from the golf course to Pedroso's, which is out of the way, back home through Friday traffic, picked up my son, and showed up with a nice Sicilian pizza for the fam. And it was baller. And I highly recommend Pedroso's. It's only a food truck, or I guess it's technically a trailer, whatever. So you're not going to go get like a nice sit-down experience. I think they have some outdoor seating, but it's too fucking hot. No one's doing that. Anyway, shout out to Pedroso's. Didn't do anything Friday night. Just hung out. Saturday, had to take Rhodes solo to the YMCA for a swim lesson. Number two.
Dude. Don't speak too much about these swim lessons.
Why?
Because tomorrow's Dad Pod.
Oh, yeah, Patreon.com
/Podcast. Dave and I both started swim lessons. I actually did that on Friday.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's fun. It's a class, and I'm one of like six parents. You get in the water with the kid.
Oh, you get in the water?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, I'm in.
It's more like, when I say swim lesson, it's like getting them acclimated and like encouraging them when they kick and like getting them used to like sitting on a noodle or something.
See, we're doing different. We're doing ISR, infant swim rescue, which is essentially the thing where you can throw your kid in the deep end and they'll float.
That increases the likelihood of your kid being a Navy SEAL by like 70%. Did you know that?
That would be tight.
Fritz is a good SEAL name.
Yeah. The doctor was looking at his like muscles the other day and she was like, yeah, the way that he's developing, like he's got real Navy SEAL possibilities.
He's got SEAL vibes.
Yeah. Like his he seems to have like really long femurs and stuff. So like,
okay,
he's going to be like an absolute stud.
He has really long femurs, Will said.
Yeah.
Mark, that was at the 2015 mark of the pod.
Yeah.
So yeah, did that, hung out all day, did some yard work, met up with Brett Saturday for what was supposed to be odd drink and tell me if you've heard this one before. Ended up being two.
I'm tired of y'all going to Carb without me.
It's 8 minutes from my house. Like, and it's like 2 minutes from here.
I'm starting to get a little sick of everyone going to Carb. It's not just you.
I told you we were going.
Okay. I already had plans, so I'm not going to complain too much.
Yeah, you did.
Everyone goes to Carb without me, though. Sally and I have never received one invite to Carb from another couple. We want to go to Carb, but it's not in a place that is very close to us.
So we need
other people to invite us to Carb that are like, you know, more close to that place. And it's just, it's a little frustrating because I do like it there and I do enjoy a nice high end steak, maybe a cocktail or two.
Dude.
Maybe a glass of wine.
So
8 days in the desert.
I got back into the gym Saturday morning. So I was kind of feeling like, dude, I need some protein. So I went back to an old favorite. I did a salad, but it's a new twist on an old favorite. Let me say that. I did a Caesar salad and a filet instead of the wedge salad. Because they do have a good wedge, but it's just a lot.
Not my David.
I went Caesar on them.
I don't like that about you. Why'd you do that?
I don't know. Just the wedge. Like I said,
you're the wedge guy, dude.
I know, but it was just a lot. It's a big production, which I normally like. Didn't realize this. They now serve their filet on a sizzling platter.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Does that cook it too much?
That's why, if you look at the photo Brett posted, I sliced it up immediately because I was like, this is cooking. Like, it's cooking even if it's not on a hot plate.
You can't serve a hot platter for a steak, right?
Yeah, I don't really know what that was, but it was good. And it was cooked perfectly, medium rare. But they do a thing on their menu where if you want a glass of wine, there's like standard and then there's like the Carve way. And it's like, you know, 6 ounce pour, 8 ounce pour, 12 ounce pour. I was like, well, better value to get the big pour.
Yeah, so. But then suddenly you're 36 ounces deep into a mid-range cab that leaves you with a stinging headache the next day.
I was drinking, I had two Super Tuscans. And let me just say this, went home, had one more glass of wine. So in my head, I was like, I had three glasses of wine, whatever.
You had five.
Woke up Sunday. Wasn't in great shape. Wasn't a full-on hangover, but I got tasked with driving to Dunkin' Donuts in Dripping Springs, which is, I don't know.
Why?
It was actually, I say I got tasked. It was kind of my idea. My neighbor does it. My neighbor's from New York, and he does it every weekend.
Man.
And as soon as I got in the car, like a switch went off and the hangover kicked in. So ate Dunkin' Donuts, went and hit golf balls, put on a ball striking clinic on the Grey Rock Range. Feeling pretty good about it. I got a feel I've been chasing for the last couple of years, and the feel's there. And I'm gonna drill it into my mind. I'm gonna keep drilling it, and we're gonna get this handicap sub-8 by the end of the summer.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. I heard you and Brett talking swing stuff earlier.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was
Brett,
really unnecessary.
I did hear Brett say that he's found two quick fixes, so I'm excited to see how this affects the swing journey.
Nothing better than a quick fix.
Yeah, as we know, quick fixes in golf are two things that just always go hand in hand.
Will, I texted you about this. I also started the rehearsal.
The rehearsal? What is that?
Do you not remember our conversation?
Dude, I raw yesterday if it was yesterday. The rehearsal?
Nathan Fielder returns to television to explore the lengths one person will go to reduce the uncertainties of everyday life. Fielder stars as the director of rehearsals, which are elaborately staged scenarios, recreating parts of ordinary people's lives that are meant to help them prepare for a big moment in their lives. A construction crew, a legion of actors, and seemingly unlimited resources all come together to allow ordinary people to rehearse for these moments by giving them the opportunity to play them out in carefully crafted simulations of Fielder's own design.
Dude, that's facts.
Who said I can't read?
Dude, that's facts. They've just read, dude.
I read. Did I stutter?
Literate. Hey, Leah Michelle, take notes.
So I couldn't really, and look, I've seen two episodes and I'm going to continue with it. If you wanted me to tell you what it is and like why you should watch it, I can't. Alyssa was asking that and I was like, I don't know what to tell you. And she's like, is it awkward? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I can't watch it then.
You're gonna be fine.
You're married to me.
Yeah, you're gonna be just fine if you watch that.
I'm very awkward. Not like Randy awkward, but I'm very awkward.
Yeah, no, if you were Randy awkward, I wouldn't even recommend it.
But yeah, that concludes my weekend in fun, and I apologize.
I had a fun little weekend. I had a kind of unexpectedly fun weekend. On Friday, dinner plans just fell together. Ended up going out, had some sushi
with one
Micah Weiner.
Fuck.
Yeah, we found a reservation at Uchiko, and we were like, let's do it. We haven't been on a date night in a while. Micah and Kaylin came in. We absolutely mobbed. They were out of my favorite thing that they have there, which was a little devastating, but you know, I'm not gonna complain too much. What was it,
the catfish?
No, what's it called? The A5 Wagyu bite.
Oh wow.
The okay, Toro. I was very excited for that.
Did you get that Saudi bag?
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry.
Everyone gets it when they go there.
No, it's good. Is this the hot rock one?
No. This one I don't like the hot rock because I think it overcooks the meat. That's my theory.
You don't think you should be doing the work.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like somebody's getting paid to do this. Why am I cooking my meat?
Well, we're at a restaurant that is known for how well they present the food and everything like that. So me cooking the meat on a rock it's stopped working for me. It's like, what? No. I feel like y'all are probably better at this than me.
It's a meat rock.
I'm an idiot. So yeah. And then I woke up on Saturday and I had really high hopes. You know, I was going to wake up. I was going to watch some soccer. I was going to go about my day and just be in a good mood all day. Little did I know, Manchester United is going to be the worst team in the league this year. Just got absolutely smoked. It's really fun. It's really fun. So, yeah, at least they play Liverpool soon. Should be a really easy match coming up. And, yeah, it's really ugly out there. So I did what anyone does, and I tried to erase that from my memory by going to the Austin FC game.
Oi.
And, yeah, it was absolutely lit. Shout out to the Verde.
Dude, I was watching at home, and it looked diabolical.
We got to go to another game, Dave.
I'm so in. I would have gone.
I bought tickets 2 hours before the match, went with a buddy of mine and his brother and another guy, and we had a really good time.
Boys' night.
I took advantage of the free beers that they had going on in our section. I drank about 4 Lagunitas IPAs, which led to me having a rough day yesterday.
4 IPAs seems like a lot.
Yeah, I didn't need it.
It's like drinking 2 mega super Tuscans.
Well, this was after drinking a couple frozen margs at Matt's too. So
see, that's you cannot pregame Tex-Mex. That needs to be like a rule. Past age 32,
yeah,
that's got to be gone.
Yeah. It was probably a mistake overall, you know, drinking the free IPAs. Probably wasn't something I needed to do. But yeah, that left me with just a kind of relaxed day yesterday. Watched some footy. Enjoyed some television. I've been watching Love Island USA, just absolutely breezing through it. It's not very good. And yeah, been watching All or Nothing Arsenal. Highly recommend if anyone's out there looking for a documentary series.
You need to do Hard Knocks.
I know.
You have a great personality in Dan Campbell, and it's your hometown.
I thought you were talking
team.
About my personality for a second. Like,
no, you're
Dave.
Fine. You've done well for yourself, but you're no Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
He's alpha.
I'm trying to look for fewer reasons to get invested in the NFL season. And I know that if I watch Hard Knocks, I'm going to get overly invested. But at this point, what am I even trying to not watch for? Like, so I can watch more EPL? It sounds depressing.
The Lions will win 6 games this season.
That's okay. That doesn't... Should I get excited that they're going to go 6-11? Sorry, no, 6-12, 6-13.
6-11.
I thought they added games. 17. Didn't they add some
they
games?
One. Okay. It's a process, Will. That's something you don't understand.
No, I've understood. It's just been 35 years of just getting our dicks kicked in.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not fun. But yeah, your boy, yesterday I had to do it to him. I got a cheeseburger from P. Terry's, and then I followed that up with a big-ass salad that I ate last night for dinner. I did eat about 16, maybe 17 miniature peanut butter cups from Trader Joe's. You see these things?
That's my go-to.
I love them so much.
I couldn't
stop popping them yesterday.
I do the Justin's. Depends on what store I'm at. They're good, man. The peanut butter cup is a great invention.
Whoever did the peanut butter cup first, I tip my cap to you, good sir. That was an epic move.
Sir, Fred on. Good sir. Indeed.
Before we get into the rest of this episode, let's hear from our friends over at Shopify. We actually use Shopify in-house here. I'm very familiar with Shopify. I've used several different, you know, you know, systems like this in the past. And I have to say, Shopify is the easiest way to sell things online. I've never experienced something that is so efficient, so easy for amateurs like any of us, and just so simple, so straightforward.
Yeah, we've had the luxury of working in, I guess, what's the word? Retail-ish, like digital retail, and, mm-hmm. you know, at our last job and at this one, and it's so easy. Because Shopify is something that we've used before, and it's easy because I can figure it out. And I have no clue what I'm doing when it comes to this stuff.
If you're not familiar, Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business. So upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronize online and in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. Scaling your business is a journey of endless possibility, much like the Lions trying to win a Super Bowl, Dave. It's a process.
Sports reference.
I mean, this podcast, just you know, we've been selling stuff for years on this. It's made our lives a lot easier.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I'm not the type, I don't have the brain to go deep dive the numbers myself. They make it easy if you need, like, reports like profit margins, conversion rates, stuff like that. That's something I would otherwise not know what I'm looking at, but they make it very easy.
Shopify has made it easy for big businesses and small businesses alike. I've seen Shopify run, you know, multi-million dollar companies like we had at Grandex down to just kind of, you know, a modest merch business like we've got going here. It's all over the spectrum. Like I said, they power millions of businesses from first sale to full scale, reach customers online and across social networks with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and more. And like I said, you can synchronize your online and in-person sales to make it easy across the board, and you can gain insights as you grow with detailed reporting of conversion rates, profit margins, and beyond. It's more than a store. Shopify grows with you. This is possibility powered by Shopify. Go to shopify.com/circling, all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/circling right now. Again, that's shopify.com/circling. We got some big hitters in the news today, David. One of the biggest hitters and one of my favorite people to dunk on and make fun of is Adam Neumann. Noted WeWork CEO.
Surely no one has given him billions of dollars of funding for a new venture, correct?
What if I told you that our friend Adam came up with an idea that's very similar to the idea that he came up with for WeWork?
I call this guy Uncool Adam, by the way.
That's good.
This guy's not nearly as cool as our friend Adam.
That's tight. That's a good call. Yeah, so if you're not familiar, WeWork was trying to revolutionize the way that people work, trying to just really just have some workspaces.
Communal.
Yeah.
A communal feel for the modern man and woman.
Well, now it turns out that he's doing this with low-income housing, maybe. And has now gotten invested in yet again for, I think, the tune of over, I don't even know. I think I saw about $360 million or something like that.
Andreessen Horowitz is investing about $350 million into Flow, which is the name of his venture.
Flow. I just don't understand why we're still giving insane amounts of money to Adam Neumann, who famously defrauded investors.
What was famously, the outcome of that?
The outcome was something, and again, it's been a while since I've actually dipped into this, but essentially what happened is that he got to keep a lot of real estate that was worth a lot of money, and a lot of things were under his name. So he kind of walked away from WeWork without too many concerns in the world. He still was worth billions of dollars when he walked away from the company, or when he was forced to walk away from the company. And now we're just giving him more money. I don't know why this guy needs more money right now. If I were him, I probably just wouldn't do anything publicly for a while. I'd probably just, you know, live on the dope properties that I already own, hang out.
He wants to make it right.
Is that what it says?
No, I mean, I'm trying to. And look, once you run in the circles, it's like how certain people that might be about to be indicted that were previously president. Like, we're able to, like, get loans from the same bank, but just from the different wings of the bank. Once you're in there with that circle, these big dogs who are just throwing cash around, you have to really, really fuck up. Apparently, defaulting on loans is not enough. It does not shock me, but it does, because I thought this dude was like, I thought he said something like him and his wife were getting into, like, they were going to do education software.
Yeah.
Or they were going to revolutionize education, which I'm glad that they didn't.
Well, they were trying to revolutionize the workplace, and all they did was just buy a bunch of property, make it Pinterest looking, and then try to, you know, make people pay an extreme amount of money to be there.
He's the dude who hired Run DMC, right? Or like just, he had Rev and Run come in and do It's Tricky like moments after he laid off.
Was that him or was that the our girl Elizabeth Holmes?
No, that was him. And like they did like tequila shots and stuff.
This guy is such an asshole. Like such an asshole. I just don't understand why people are thinking that it's like smart to invest with him. He wasn't even trying to revolutionize like the workplace. It was just a real estate play to buy as much real estate as you can possibly get.
Dude, but what if I told you that Flow is potentially a disruptor?
Dude, oh fuck. Dude, are they getting rid of a middleman?
Do I need to be in on this if they're cutting them out?
I just think that we've already kind of seen the way that this man works. And I just don't know if giving him $360 million to do this all over again is the move.
You just don't understand. You don't understand private act, bro. At its height, WeWork was valued at $47 billion after a botched public offering and tales of mismanagement. It imploded spectacularly. That's a good use of spectacular.
I remember looking up, and we're a business that was doing fine at this time. And I remember looking up like, what if instead of getting an office, this is definitely before we had Randy here. This is probably before we had Brett here. And I thought, what if we just did like a WeWork in Austin? Like, wouldn't that be easy? And then I looked it up and I was like, oh, it'd be cheaper for us just to get an office.
Dude, you know how much content we would get out of a WeWork though?
We'd get kicked out. We'd be the black sheep of WeWork because everybody would know that we were doing bits about them.
Yeah, I feel like our audience is likely we're going to have some overlap with people who work in a WeWork. Like,
can you imagine how insufferable like an Austin WeWork could be with all the transplants here and all the people that are working from home and whatever? We could have been absolutely feasting.
Yeah. It's not too late
to get a WeWork. Well, we have an office. No.
Oh, yeah, we do. Fuck. We pay for
Should we make Randy work at a WeWork?
I don't think that makes sense logistically.
Let's just have him work from there in the afternoons.
Hey, let's hear from Randy real quick.
Randy.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great.
What's that?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Randy, can you explain for everybody out there where you've been for the last week?
Yes, I've been at two weddings back-to-back weekends in Chicagoland.
Sounds like you're speaking quickly, so you don't have to speak that much because there might be something wrong with your voice.
Oh, I'm very excited we're doing this right now.
Oh, yeah. You sound good, Randy. You sound good.
All right, Randy.
Did Randy, like, yell at, like, some children this weekend or something? Like, why? He's so hoarse. We knew he was going to come in with this.
This is how he sounds. If Randy just does one big night on a weekend, he comes in sounding all... like he's smoked 1,000 cigarettes.
He comes in sounding like he talked to everyone in the same voice as the dude who said that the song's not about West Virginia.
No, it's actually about the western part of Virginia.
That's how Randy talks when he's drunk. He just constantly screams like that.
That's a video that always makes me smile when it pops on the timeline.
Dave, we have another story that I think falls in line with this. Probably because I'm going to guess that at some point, Adam Newman has done psychedelics.
Oh, okay. I see where we're going. I thought you were going to pivot and do one of the editor's picks from the New York Times. And this one that's recommended is called How Quitting a Job Changed My Work-Life Balance.
Oh. Oh, really? It changed it by not having to worry about your work part of it?
I'm gonna read that one after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one checks a lot of boxes. You got New York Post, you've got New Yorkers, wealthy New Yorkers, and you have psychedelics and celebs. So, I mean, this is right up our alley.
Why wealthy New Yorkers and celebs like Aaron Rodgers are tripping on psychedelics. Do you mind if I read a couple passages from this, Dave?
I hope so, yeah.
We have one that says, this is from somebody who, this is just a rich dude in New York. You're good, Dave. You're good. Sorry. This is just from a rich dude in New York. He said, that was the best night of my life, he said. I met the soul I lost as a child, and we had a conversation, and I'm not really like that. There were shaman dogs there, and one came over, stuck out his very long tongue, and said, you are okay, you know. It was a wonderful, beautiful experience. I was floating, and I thought, if I need to die, it should be now, because I don't think I could feel any better.
Okay, tell me more about the shaman dog.
Yeah, so there's a lot here that I want to know. I would love to have a conversation with the soul that I lost as a child. I think that sounds great.
I don't know if I want to. That seems sad.
No, I want to do that. I would also love to see the shaman dogs. And
that is a different story. I'm on shaman dogs.
I would like to know how good it feels to float to the point where I think I could die, because that's as good as it's going
to
get.
If the title of today's show doesn't have a reference to shaman dogs, then we've done something wrong.
I mean, another passage says, last month in Saint-Tropez, the mental health nonprofit called Aurora Institute, co-founded by German billionaire Christian Angermeyer, hosted a star-studded evening of discovery looking at the science behind psychedelics with Queen Latifah, Cameron Winklevoss, and Robbie Williams in attendance.
Can you imagine doing psychedelics with a Winklevoss and he just starts telling you about like the blockchain?
Dude, imagine doing it with like Robbie Williams, who can just start singing Angels. Queen Latifah.
Why don't I know? Is Robbie Williams an English crooner?
He's an English singer. He was in a boy band, and then he got famous for some of his solo work.
Did he like have a drug problem?
He has the vibe of a dude who definitely had some wild days, but I don't know if he like, I don't know.
Okay.
They go on to say, actress and comedian Ali Wong has written openly about regularly doing shrooms and ayahuasca with her husband. I actually think they're on the rocks. While Green Bay Packers Aaron Rodgers recently credited magic mushrooms and ayahuasca for providing him with the mental clarity it took to score a $200 million contract extension.
Spill the tea, Will.
God.
My favorite quote is, I'm at Gucci buying clothes right now. I wear Chanel, and I am not a liberation dance type hippie person, said Susie. Friends find it surprising that I would do this, but I fell in love with it. Yeah, like, I do believe in the benefits of, I can't call it plant medicine because that would just make me sound like the worst, of doing this stuff. There's been too many people who have had positive outcomes from it, and it does a lot. They're even doing it for PTSD, depression now, all that. But... I don't want to hear about how you're shopping at Chanel and Gucci and like you're just kind of dipping your toe into the world of psychedelics, and then like that's like you're commandeering the brand, basically.
Yeah, well, also like this, just because you shop at these places, that means that you have the means to do this and not worry about it. Like a lot of poor people don't have the means to fly to South America.
Sure.
To do an ayahuasca ceremony. Yeah, like I think, you know, being able to shop at Gucci might be a prerequisite for this kind of thing. Call me crazy.
I would rather do psychedelics with Gucci Mane.
Okay, here's the question. And I think what scares me, and what's always scared me, and I think that's what scares a lot of people, is that you do ayahuasca and you become a person that's totally different than who you are now. You would hate the current version of yourself. Like, is it worth knowing that everyone's going to think you're some hit like weirdo after doing your ayahuasca stuff because your demeanor completely changed? Is it worth like being at peace with yourself knowing that everyone else is like, yeah, Dave got weird?
Yeah, but maybe you wouldn't care.
Yeah, but
maybe you would be like, you wouldn't even be upset about it. You'd be like, I'm enlightened.
I just don't know if personal enlightenment is worth the public ridicule that I would get from my friends who were like, yeah, Will went off the deep end after he did an ayahuasca ceremony because of Aaron Rodgers.
Just microdose mushrooms.
Yeah, Will won't stop talking about the time that he did mushrooms with Queen Latifah.
It's like, dude, you went to one show. You took a tiny amount of mushrooms. Yeah, you felt the wind. This sounds very specific.
Yeah, Will,
definitely
you,
not talking
Will,
about
you
myself.
Ate, you ate half of a mushroom at a Grateful Dead concert. Like, you didn't change your life.
Can people do psychedelics without telling people about it?
No, that's the point of doing them.
It's like, yeah, I was fucking losing Aubrey's and we did DMT.
I'm fine with psychedelics and stuff getting more popular. I like you said, when it comes to PTSD or other things that can, you know, be, I guess, I don't want to say cured, but, you know, if the side effects of those types of things can be lightened by some psychedelics, I'm all for that. But what I'm not for is Aaron Rodgers explaining it to me on like, on a fucking podcast with Aubrey Marcus.
You don't like Aaron Rodgers.
Correct. Yeah, he's a douche.
Yeah, but I like him. He is a douche, and I'm glad he's out there being a douche.
I mean,
but I understand it.
This says Susie, your girl that's shopping at Gucci and Chanel, she's a 42-year-old in tech who has to remain anonymous due to legal concerns, talked about being turned on to mushrooms by a woman at a retreat for entrepreneurs.
Oh, God.
I mean, I just, I don't,
We need to go on a retreat. We need to do more shit like that.
We need to do an offsite.
If Adam Newman's getting that money, we can get that money. We just need to find the right person to do LSD with.
Yeah, isn't it pretty like simple to figure out how to like dupe people like Adam Newman? You just have to grind.
Takes grinding to be a king, famously. Did you know that they're treating depression with ketamine now?
I've heard stuff about ketamine. I'm not really familiar with ketamine or the K-hole.
The only reason that it moved my needle or made me interested is because ketamine forever, in my mind, I've never known anybody who's done it. It just sounds like a serious, scary drug that, you know, and the idea of a K-hole, I don't even know what it is.
I think you just kind of fall into a sedentary state. I could be absolutely wrong. I'm not very familiar with it. But that's just because I'm too old to do ketamine at this point in my life. And I don't think I'm going to do any.
Dude, let's do a pod from a K-hole.
We could do that. Let's do the K-hole and J-hole pod where we go to Jackson Hole, do a bunch of ketamine.
That's a good t-shirt.
It's good.
That's a good shirt.
Let's go to Wyoming and do drugs.
We go there and we just take some early birds.
Yeah.
We have some IPAs.
Yeah, dude. Dave took 4 early birds last night. He got so messed up.
Dude, Dave was so giggly. He like had a transformation.
Yeah, dude.
He looked a totally different person.
He looked at the mountains for like 30 minutes before going to bed. I think he's totally changed now.
We need to do a retreat.
We do.
We can get the brunch boys. We can get outgoing. Club cool. Drugs optional.
No, we have to. If you're on the retreat, you're microdosing something.
I famously microdose CBD only.
Dude, that's big of you. You're also, you famously microdose fasting as well.
That's true.
Yeah.
We should do a retreat where we intermittent fast and take like 2.5 whatever of THC.
See, I'd rather macrodose my athletic greens.
Wow, he just moved right into it. Dude. He saw that the segment was done and he moved on.
So I'm gonna be straight up honest.
Okay.
Sally was sponsored by Athletic Greens before I was on the mail-in. So she was getting this stuff to our place.
Why do you hate to see a girl boss win?
No, I like seeing girl bosses win. But she was winning to a point where I was like, all right, I need to start winning with her. She was just singing the praises of Athletic Greens. She was loving it. And she, every single morning, she would wake up. She'd get her Athletic Greens water bottle out. She'd put it in. She'd do it. And she was loving it. She was like, I'm getting so many vitamins, so much stuff from this that I was never getting before. And I was so jealous that when I finally got mine, I was just so ready to do it. And I have to say, it's lived up to the expectations that I had.
Well, do you realize that you're getting 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens?
I did not know that until I started doing it, David. I really am on a gut health journey right now. I don't know why, but I want my gut health to be better. You and I used to drink kombuchas like every day, so I wasn't really worried about my gut health, you know?
I feel like there was a time where me, you, and Duda were all in on kombucha.
Yeah, we were just drinking those ginger booches all the time. But what I'm realizing is that there's so much more to it. And there's so much other stuff that's going on that will aid in my gut health, that will help me get my vitamins and help my immune system get optimized. And I'm talking about AG1, baby. With one delicious scoop, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health and your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all the things. It's lifestyle friendly. So if you're keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, no worries. This supports so much stuff: mental clarity, alertness, better sleep, recovery. If you told me right now that I could have one thing that helped with all those things, like, I'd be like, okay, like, does it actually? Well, it turns out it does.
It's very hard to get all of those things from a regular diet because it's just, I don't eat enough vegetables.
Well, tons of people, they take some kind of multivitamin, but it's important to choose one with high quality ingredients that your body's actually going to absorb, and Athletic Greens does that.
Bioavailable.
Less than $3 a day, you're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit, David.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to at you there, my man. But also, it's just cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself, too. You're investing in all-in-one nutritional insurance, and they've got over 7,000 five-star reviews recommended by professional athletes and trusted by leading health experts like Tim Ferriss and Michael Gervais. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills or supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/circling. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/circling to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Dave, I'm going to have you play a clip for our next talking point here. Are you familiar with crudite?
Crudite?
Crudite.
You know what, Will? You had to explain it to me this morning. So no, I was not familiar with crudite.
I didn't know what a crudite was.
It sounds like something Pootie Tang would have said.
Crudite. It does. Yeah. I didn't know what crudite was for a very long time. Sally ordered it one time at a restaurant and I didn't know what to expect. I truly had no idea. Turns out it's just a bowl of vegetables and maybe dips.
It sounds like Dylan's Super Bowl party.
Yes.
That's yes. Essentially what it is.
All definitely right, comes with hummus, some green goddess dressing, things of that nature.
Let's check in with the guy who Will said he would definitely vote for if he could.
I'm trying to do some grocery shopping. I'm at Wegner's and my wife wants some vegetables for crudite, right? So
right.
Here's a broccoli. That's $2. Not a ton of broccoli there. There's some asparagus. That's $4. Yep. Carrots. That's $4 more. That's $10 of vegetables there. And then we need some guacamole. That's $4 more. And she loves salsa. Yeah, there's salsa there.
Yep.
$6. Must be a shortage of salsa. Guys, that's $20 for crudite. And this doesn't include the tequila. I mean, that's outrageous. And we got Joe Biden to thank for this.
Do you think that's connecting with where's he running? Is it Pennsylvania?
Who, Dr. Oz?
Yeah.
I have no clue. I didn't know he was like, I don't know anything about Dr. Oz other than that he has a television show that looks unwatchable to me. Like looks like it would just depress me to watch it. But well,
he's running to defeat Fetterman's socialist agenda in Pennsylvania. Do you think that's going to connect with some blue collar workers in Pennsylvania, like crudite?
Dude, nothing makes you more approachable than as a millionaire than complaining about how much your crudite is costing you.
We should go talk about like Wagyu A5 hot rocks and when we run for president in the Rust Belt.
Yeah, like what? Like
crudite.
If you can use the word crudite appropriately, you can afford the vegetables that you're complaining about.
The most annoying thing about this video is he's clearly doing this to, you know, stick it to Bidenflation or lunchflation or crewflation,
crudiflation.
He's getting all of these items. He's at the store and he doesn't have a cart.
No.
So he's just holding them and he's just stacking them. And he looks like such a dummy. You ever done that when you go to the store, you think you need one thing and then you're like, fuck, I actually probably could get this too. And then you have to debate, like, should I go get the hand cart?
Did it the other day, David.
And then you're like, I don't want to walk all the way back up to the entrance. Me, I'll Dr. Oz it, and I'll carry it up there looking like something's going to fall. And he's got, like, multiple salsas.
He grabbed, like, the fresh salsa from, like, the – if you're grabbing the salsa out of the section
– they love salsa.
If it's in the – like the produce section with all the vegetables, that means it's going to be a fresher salsa than if you go get your, you know, New York City salsa from like the jar and can section. Like $6 is a pretty appropriate price for something like that you're getting there, Dr. Oz. If you asked him how much those things cost normally, do you think he could actually tell you how much like a head of broccoli would be? There's no way that Dr. Oz actually knows at this point.
He would suck on The Price is Right. He would fail miserably.
They. I mean, I'm sure that someone's already said this. I probably am lifting this from someone, but it would be hilarious just to have a Price is Right. They can't do Celebrity Price is Right because no celebrity will get anything correct.
Yeah.
Like they can do Celebrity Family Feud. That works because you don't have to like talk about numbers and how much things cost.
That's pop culture.
The Celebrity, I hate that I'm saying this. Celebrity Family Feud is actually pretty watchable.
Oh, I want, dude. Yeah, they can have anybody on there.
It's always. It's I feel like Steve it's just Harvey. Always like. It's always just ABC families.
Well, I've got something I need to tell you. The government wants to tell you how to live your life, provide for your family, and make your healthcare decisions. I believe you should be in control.
Well,
this is per Dr. Oz's website.
Well,
I don't really know much about Dr. Oz. He was. Oprah found him, right? This was an Oprah thing, springboard, maybe?
Sure. Yeah, facts.
I feel like Randy, I don't know why I looked at Randy, like Randy would know.
Yeah, Randy has no clue.
I don't know. But I do know he just is constantly getting shit on. And apparently he's from New Jersey and not Pennsylvania. It's never stopped anybody. But
wasn't Ted Cruz Canadian?
It's fair.
Well, I'm going to Dr. Oz, I'm going to tell him something that Kid Rock told me.
His dad also killed JFK.
Don't tell me how to live.
You thought there'd be no singing because Dylan's out today, but you were wrong.
Do you think Dylan watched this crudité video and was just licking his chops? He just had a look in his eye like, I need those vegetables. Give me those vegetables.
As much as I want to make fun of crudité, it does look pretty refreshing.
Yeah, it is.
It's a nice spread of vegetables.
Well, if you're single, I think that doing like to-go salads makes way more sense than buying ingredients for salads. It gets expensive when you start making salads at home. It gets expensive.
Randy's going to go home and text somebody, text some young lady, crudité and chill.
Oh.
Aren't you? Aren't you, Randy?
Come on, Randy.
Gravelly voiced. Oh, he's texting
me. No, I'm not going to do that.
This does look good, and it's just the fact that it's called crudité. Going to the bread aisle and be like, look at fucking bread's expensive. Like stuff that normal people don't buy vegetables, but they don't buy them to call them crudité.
It's just
this is a thing that I'm just so white trash on that I don't even know about.
If you're a politician and you are running for office and you find yourself standing in an establishment with a young person holding your phone while they record you and you complain about the prices of something, things are not going well for you. I don't care if you're Dr. Oz. I don't care if you're Whitmer from Michigan. She's got a commercial going up in Michigan right now that's just like, stop walking through a grocery store. It's not a good look.
I like it when people running for office go to like local breweries and have a beer. And it's like, look at this. I fucking drink beer.
Dude.
I'm so crazy.
Did you hear that Beto like dropped an F-bomb the other day?
It was good F-bomb.
I missed it. I didn't actually watch the video.
It did not seem staged, it actually flowed pretty seamlessly. But you always want to talk about politics, man. So I'll let you.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
You know that I vote for anyone that skateboards. So
I'm hoping he doesn't hop on the board.
If he hops on the board again, it's over.
He can't.
It's already over for Beto. But if he starts skateboarding again, it's just not going to work.
Okay.
Let's see. Can we talk briefly, Dave, before we get out of here today?
Guy.
Yeah, I have a skateboard now. I actually took a rip this weekend. You jealous?
A rip of what?
On my skateboard.
Oh. Well, we define rip.
I decided that I needed to get some blood flowing, so I took my skateboard out, and I just went down the street and then came back the other way.
It's fucking
savage. It was about a 2 mile skateboard. No, not 2 miles. Probably about a mile.
Did you ever have a wobbly moment where you thought you might eat it?
Not that time, but the first time that I skated in my neighborhood after buying this board the other day, I decided to go down a hill that goes to where people put their boats into the water, and I did have to bail off the board. It was a little dicey, but it was a familiar feeling. It felt good. It was like, oh, I haven't felt this since high school.
You felt alive again.
I did. I loved
it. It was like you reconnected with your high school soul.
Mm-hmm. I'm
without psychedelics.
My psychedelic is skateboarding.
Ooh, put that on a t-shirt.
Skateboarding's not a crime.
Shopify.
You hear about El Jefe, the Jaguar?
No.
The Jaguar?
Tell me about it. That's how
British Siri says it. Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
Say Jaguar. She didn't understand.
She failed you.
Yeah, I tried that.
You pronounced it so poorly, she didn't even know what you're talking about.
She's like, it's pronounced Jaguar.
Pronounced crudite.
You familiar with El Jefe?
We've done this, right? We've talked about El Jefe, I believe.
Yeah, El Jefe has been talked about on this podcast before. He's a 12-year-old big cat, Jaguar, who lives in the United States, and he's now been spotted in Mexico. So here's the question I have to ask. Why are we annoying El Jefe on his vacation?
Oh, shit. Okay, so he's covering some serious ground.
It says that he crossed the heavily guarded U.S.-Mexico border, which has sparked celebrations on both sides. Like, why are we celebrating that he's gone, and why are they celebrating that he's there?
Okay. Did they say the heavily guarded border?
Yeah.
Does this mean like they're guarding it from Jags?
Yeah. Did they like
they're looking out?
Did they like check his passport when he went over?
Yeah.
Make sure there's no warrants out?
Like, and if you're a border patrol and you see a Jag, you're not going to be like, hey, hey, whoa, hey, hey, whoa, hey,
sir,
hey,
stop. Slow down. Slow down.
Sir, sir. This is good. This is him just plotting. He's just taking, I feel like we blew up his spot, but he's going through Mexico. He's going to come up, cross the Rio Grande, and he's going to meet Dylan once and for all. Because Dylan famously said he could take a Jaguar hand to hand. He didn't really say that, but he said something about a cheetah.
Well, this says that apparently this is going to, you know, increase, help maintain the Jaguar population.
Why? Because he's just out there fucking?
He's just fucking.
He's just out there. Oh, hell yeah.
He's just doing it. Doing it and doing it well.
He is. You think he's, you think,
dude, I was actually doing ayahuasca with LL Cool J the other day.
I would do ayahuasca with LL Cool J.
If you, who's your dream blunt rotation for doing ayahuasca?
Dream sip rotation? Dream ceremony rotation? Yeah, what's
your dream sip rotation?
Steve-O.
You don't want him to relapse with you, though.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, he's sober. My
yeah,
bad.
You can't do that.
My bad. All right.
I'm sure he'd like that you chose him, though. Hey, man, thanks. No, yeah, dude. That means a lot, dude.
No, for real. Chris Pontius, party boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
think I like that you just want to do ayahuasca with Jackass.
Yeah, you gotta cast a wide net. Brandon from Bro Bible.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Kyle Bandujo.
Can you imagine doing ayahuasca with J.R. Hickey and he's just like,
oh, J.R. would be a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Like
he just does nice touches.
Yeah, he's impressed. Like they put like a maraschino cherry on the little like chalice and he's like, that's a nice touch.
You're like, dude, you gotta stop.
No, I would love it.
He can't stop doing nice touches. It'd he's be just great. In another dimension.
He's like puking up. He's puking and someone's holding his hair back and he's like, that's a nice touch.
And my final one is Dr. Oz.
Facts. Can you imagine doing ayahuasca with like a career politician would be weird. I feel like they would have like a moment where they just break down and they're like, man, I've been doing some real shit.
Yeah. I've been doing some real shit.
I've got so many skeletons in my closet. Now I'm trying to think of who I want to do ayahuasca with.
Yeah, you can't just ask me that and not have one of your own.
Yeah, I was thinking I want to do it with like someone who would never think to do it.
That's why I picked Kyle Bandujo.
I was thinking the girl from Emily in Paris.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just think it'd be funny to do it with someone who just probably doesn't want to be there at all.
I mean, you may as well throw Sydney Sweeney in there if we're going down this road.
Am I married still?
Not for long.
Yeah, if you do ayahuasca with Sydney Sweeney, you're not coming back from that.
I opened Instagram. I was going to show Alyssa something yesterday, and the first thing that popped up was a Sweeney's.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
A Sweeney's drop, and she's like, oh. There's Sydney Sweeney. I was like, oh, what? Who's this?
Huh? Who's
why
this?
Why is Instagram? I don't even follow. This is suggested, right? What?
Yeah. How many dudes out there are like me and they're only watching Euphoria so they can justify following Euphoria characters on Instagram?
Watches White Lotus once.
Dude, is White Lotus season 2 going to fall flat because we don't have Shane?
No Shane, no Armand.
Shane and Armand carried that show. The further I get from that show, the more I realize that I don't want to say it was top heavy, but like between Armand, Steve Zahn, and Shane.
Oh, I forgot about Steve Zahn.
Zahn was electric.
Connie Britton.
She was fine.
I like Connie Britton. I do too. You know she lives around here.
Yeah, did you see Coach Taylor was at Lions Municipal Golf Course over the weekend? He goes there a lot.
Is he a good player?
Hard to say.
He would potentially be in my ayahuasca rotation.
I would do ayahuasca with Coach Taylor.
Oh, Taylor Kitsch would be a good one too.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it with Saracen though. He'd be talking to me about like all his art and shit. I'd be like, dude, shut up. I don't
care.
Like, dude, you're such a simp for Julie. She doesn't even like you.
Yeah, she crashed her car on purpose into a mailbox.
Yeah. Like,
what was that about?
If
just to cry for help.
My biggest fear in life is that my daughter turns out like Julie. She just didn't respect any authority.
Who was the guy, the love interest of hers early on? Was it the Swede?
Yeah, the Swede.
And isn't the Swede Shaky Graves?
I don't know. Is he?
I think that's a thing.
It could be. Is this like Ryan Bingham being in Yellowstone?
I believe so.
Have you had Yellowstone bourbon? Have you had this stuff? I don't even know if I don't.
Is this ad read?
No. Have you ever had it?
No.
My dad had some at our house, and he poured me a little nip of it. And I have to say, I actually really enjoyed it. I wasn't expecting to enjoy it as much as I did. Shout out to all the bourbon heads out there.
That is Shaky Graves.
Oh, I mean, I'm not a Shaky Graves. I'm not a Graves head. So it's hard for me to know
them a couple weeks ago. So now I'm an expert.
Were you microdosing when you saw them?
I don't talk about that publicly, and I actually don't appreciate you asking me. I don't know why you put me in that position.
I was doing ketamine with Dr. Oz, and we were just fucking vibing out.
We were K-holing hard.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just in the hole together.
Fuck yeah. Me and Oz were K-holed.
We got the munchies. Luckily, his wife had gotten a bunch of crudité for us.
Is that a thing? You know, typically with psychedelics, you're not getting the munchies, are you?
Not sure.
I don't know. We don't fucking know.
I'm a dork.
I am. You are. You skateboard, so you're cooler than me.
All the people, all the parents that are like, I'm worried about this Euphoria show. You know, this is what high school is like, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, all these old people are trying to like go to like the jungle to do drugs. Like, why are we worried about the kids doing drugs when you guys are trying to escape to the jungle and microdose with Dr. Oz?
That's a great question. I don't think that high school kids are going as hard as we used to.
No, I think high school kids are actually drinking far less than we are. And I think
which
that any parent
really
that's
good.
Sally doesn't want to watch Euphoria because she says she imagines Fritz acting like that at some point in his life. If Fritz turns out to be that cool where he's just doing dope ass shit like you do in Euphoria, then I've done my job.
He's like hiding in a bathtub or whatever. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, I don't know if I want Fritz like hiding in a bathtub.
Yeah, you never want to find yourself hiding in a tub unless there's like you live in Tornado Alley.
Yeah.
In which case you may have to from time to time.
Turn around, don't drown.
Correct.
I always thought that was a joke. And then I saw it in practice one time and I was like, oh, this makes sense.
Yeah. You don't want to drown. Turn around.
We'll be back tomorrow. Patreon.com/CirclingBackPodcast.
Dilly will be back, I believe.
If you haven't already, go subscribe to our new YouTube channel. Put it in the description of this episode. We got video back this week because Randall's back in the saddle. You have a good vacation, Randy.
I had a great vacation.
That's good to hear. You love to hear that. All right. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.